the hair's not really that long on, but it's real thick, and they look furry, and their head is kind of pointed, but they're a pretty animal.
They sit up?
They sit up on the side of the road, just be sitting up looking around, you know.
So, I keep my eyes open.
Yeah, you probably see. I don't know if they're out this early or not, but usually in the early spring and summer you can see them.
You live on Highway 60? Mm-hmm. You know, I live on Highway 60.
Do you?
About, I guess it's about 150 miles from here, I don't know. It ends in Georgia.
Well, now, have they improved it any in Georgia? I know our part of it is really narrow and curvy.
This is too.
It really needs to be widened.
It goes to Gainesville, and then I live right off of it about 15 miles south of Gainesville. And that's where it ends.
Is that right? Much. Well, now we have gone as far as Gainesville.
Yeah. It's the same highway.
Small world.
Yeah. And, my husband grew up in Fannin County. He's got some property off of 60 down there around Dahl.
Yeah.
What do you call those birds that peck and make holes in trees?
I call them a woodpecker. I don't know. We have one in our backyard, a redhead. It's a beautiful thing. I called it a pepperwood one day, and Tommy said, "Really, that's not what they are." He said they're called woodpeckers. I don't know the real botany name for them. I guess they are just woodpeckers. There's not very many of those around anymore, like there used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're on the endangered species list or not, but I know as a kid you used to just see them all the time. Mm-hmm. And now you're lucky if you see one in 1 year, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see them every once in a while.
They may be more, it might be the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple different kind of bugs. What do you call those bugs that light up? See them in the summertime.
We call them lightning bugs. Now, notice my daughter, who is 12, calls them fireflies.
Oh, really?
I guess she's read about them or something.
Yeah, I think about the
book. We used to go get them, put them in jars and, put them in jars and put a lid on them.
Put them in your room, turn off the light.
Yeah, and then
watch them.
He'd get turned over and they'd be all over the house.
What about those, like down in creeks and stuff? You have those big ones with the long tail. They look pretty, they have different colors.
We always called them snake feeders, and I don't know where that term came from or. But I had a cousin, and she was kind of mean. And she told us anytime you saw one of those, there was a snake around, and you better get out, you know. I never connected them with snakes, really. I don't think anything to do with snakes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, but I know very well what you're talking about.
Different people call them different things. Snake doctor, some of them call them.
Well.
Maybe they have something to do with snakes. I think they eat other, like, mosquitoes and stuff like that.
Your other candidates here.
They're like one of the prey of mantis, maybe.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
You want to?
Yeah, then we can finish later.
Okay.
You want to do that? Okay. The same place I was on is. I'm going to. Back to the bugs and stuff is where we left off.